quite a lot. It's been interesting. A couple of years ago, we did a midterm review to see how much can you achieve with the voluntary cooperation framework, which is the nature of this one. And it was clear that it's been extremely helpful to countries. It's established HFA principles, right, we call them. It's created a common language. It's created a framework for driving action. So the purpose of our conference now in May this year is precisely to take stock and to set the agenda for the next decade, so that by the time we get to the next World Conference in Japan in 2015, we are ready to endorse a new, let's say, extension period of the Yogo Framework for Action.
Now, what kind of disaster risks are most reducible, so to speak, by adhering to the global platform?
In fact, most disasters are. You really cannot say. In terms of complexity, what countries now have the best knowledge in, of course, floods management, coastal zone protection. And when it comes to major disasters in urban areas like earthquakes, for example, earthquakes are by their nature not predictable. The big risk with earthquakes is when you have large urban areas being built right on top of seismic fault lines. And that's when we see these enormous earthquakes that you saw in China in 2008 in southern China. So what to do about this? Well, building standards, people being trained in evacuation procedures, but you actually have to even consider to change the zoning of the city, move away particular facilities like hospitals and public buildings to zones that are less vulnerable to the impact of earthquakes. So with all this tested knowledge, now some of the disasters that actually we understand better and better is when natural hazards, earthquakes, hurricanes, collide with modern technology and infrastructure. What you saw in Japan 2 years ago, the impact on the nuclear power plant, but it could have been an oil refinery, it could have been a chemical plant. The continued expansion of vulnerable technology and infrastructure in areas that are very highly prone to hazards, I think is one of the major risks for the future.
How do you measure risk reduction in terms of the natural hazards that we face all the time?
There are two major measurements. One is the loss of life. How do you reduce loss of life through early warning systems, through training, through public awareness? And this is clearly happening, that we have measured. The other way of measuring reduction of disaster risk is economic losses. And there, the trends are entirely negative today. The continued increase in financial losses to disasters is accelerating in all countries, rich, poor, middle income today.
What would you say are some of the most persistent obstacles to progress in fostering communities resilient to these natural hazards?
Maybe the most persistent obstacle is, in fact, the lingering sense of the disasters are something that you cannot really mitigate and prevent. So the political attention to using the instrument for financing, for policy, using land use planning, everything to reduce the possible risk of disaster, is not yet fully convincing. And all the practitioners around the world, they know what to do. They know that the cost of what you invest today in prevention is much less than if you do it in 25 years or even 10 years. But they haven't really got the influence on the political agendas that it deserves. And really understanding that reducing disasters is actually the same today as managing climate risk. 80% of all disasters, at least minimum, is caused by weather in its different forms and shapes.
Finally, the Global Platform for Disaster Reduction. What's your outlook on that? How do you see it succeeding, if at all?
The outcome for me will be a very strong message, a very focused message, saying clearly these are the 10 things we really need to focus on in the next one or two decades from global level, which will support countries' efforts to reduce risk, whether it's a rich country, a middle-income country, or a poor country. It will have something that can help all of them to deal with their risks.
But then there's the question of implementation.
It's the question of implementation, but I have seen enough to see that there is enough energy and drive. And I think if you just look at the disaster scenarios around the world, if there isn't a drive for implementation, we will be in very serious trouble in the next decade.